Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Success and Empowerment Radio with Lisa Kay isn't your normal radio show. It's extraordinary, fun, educational, and inspiring. International business consultant Lisa Kay's unbridled curiosity and appetite for learning takes the value of personal and professional education to a new level. Combine a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand the unknown, and you have a recipe for a unique talent. Lisa Kay lives every day inspiring individuals to understand their true magnificence and live the life of their dreams. Her uncanny ability to ask the right question at the right time has helped her develop an international business consulting practice, launch a profound radio show in which she gets some of the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story, all while being a fantastic mother and mentor. Get ready for empowered success and to live the life you've always dreamed about. Now, here's your host, Lisa Kay.
Hey everyone, this is Lisa Kay and you're listening to Success and Empowerment Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience a wealth transformation. Each Tuesday on Success and Empowerment Radio, we'll have some of the wealthiest coaches, speakers, and authors educating, empowering, inspiring your wealth consciousness. My special guest today is founder and president of Yes to Success, Deborah Poneman. Today we'll be discussing creating abundance by flowing in the river of grace. After spending a decade with the most renowned spiritual masters of the East, much of that time in complete silence and teaching meditation to thousands, Deborah discovered that the principle that your thoughts create your reality, now popularly called the law of attraction. Fascinated with this concept, she immersed herself in the works of the masters of Western esoteric thought like Napoleon Hill and Emmett Fox. Knowing that people like you and I were ready for this knowledge, she founded Yes to Success Seminars in 1981. Soon, Deborah's programs were in dozens of U.S. cities and seven countries internationally. Among her students were people who became successful entrepreneurs, best-selling authors, millionaires, billionaires, and some of the top transformational leaders in the world. Then, with a book deal in hand and negotiations underway for her own TV talk show, true to her teachings, Deborah gave it all up when she realized she had a greater passion. Now, over 20 years later, she's back to share her story and her insights on how true success, prosperity, and happiness are really created by flowing in the river of grace. Let's welcome Deborah Poneman to Success and Empowerment Radio. Hey, Deborah, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Lisa, I'm so happy to be here with you.
I'm so glad you're here.
Me too.
So, you know, I love to start out by having you share your story about where you came from and how you ended up where you are at today.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'm going to make a long story, not real short, but...
Okay, yeah. Well, people love stories, and they love to know where somebody came from because we essentially all came from the same place.
Yes, that is true. Our mother's wombs, but not all the same mother. Just kidding. Okay, so, well, my story is when I was a teenager, I started meditation like many people did in the 60s and 70s. Yes, that's how old I am.
Okay, I was going to say, so how did you get introduced to that? But then you said the 60s and 70s, and it was prevalent, wasn't it then?
It was very prevalent. As a matter of fact, everybody and their brother was doing transcendental meditation. And I jumped on that bandwagon, and I'd like to say that I did it because I thought, oh, that would be great to learn to meditate, but I actually did it to be cool. Like, ooh, that would be cool.
But you know, for all the things that people do to be cool today, what a great thing to do to be cool.
Exactly.
A valuable
right.
skill
that's
to
what
learn.
You, that's what you did to be cool in the 70s. But I started meditating, and I fell in love with it. And basically what I did was, within a year of the time that I started to meditate, I was off to spend time with Maharishi Mahesh Yogi to become a teacher of transcendental meditation. And I actually spent a decade either on courses with Maharishi, and then also I traveled around India a lot, and I spent a lot of time in other ashrams. But a lot of that time was really sometimes for weeks or even months at a time, meditating 10 to 12 hours a day, often in complete silence, often fasting. I know, knowing me, it's hard to believe, but I actually did that for over a decade, and I also taught well over 1,000 people meditation, because when I came back to the States, that's what I did. But what happened was when I was getting close to 30, and I thought, you know what, I should probably have some money in my pocket. And I absolutely loved what I did, and I didn't do it for the money, needless to say. I did it for the pure joy of teaching people to meditate, contributing to people's lives. But then I realized that I really had to pay some bills, like, you know, car insurance, health insurance, or a car for that matter.
Sure,
so I actually moved from where I was living in Fairfield, Iowa, to L.A., because that's where I thought the money was. And I got a job as a marketing executive for a financial company. And one night, I went to a seminar, and I thought it was going to be a financial seminar, but it turned out to be, now this was 1981, it turned out to be a seminar where the person was teaching about the law of attraction. Now this is, what, 30 years ago?
Wow.
And he was teaching that our thoughts create our reality, that if we are constantly thinking how poor we are and when is this, and this is going to never end, and how am I going to pay my mortgage, and how do I get myself into this thing, then that's what we're going to draw more of to our lives. And if we think thoughts that are more abundant, then we're going to bring abundance into our lives. But I have to tell you that that night, he taught so many other concepts, but every fiber in my body was vibrating, and I absolutely knew that that is what I wanted to teach for the rest of my life. So I did what anybody would do, intelligent person. I went and quit my job the next morning, and I spent many months immersing myself in the knowledge of the great masters of Western esoteric thought, like Napoleon Hill and Emmett Fox and Wallace Wattles, those great masters from Science of Mind and Church of Religious Science. And after a time, I realized I was ready to teach this knowledge, and I basically put up my shingle. Actually, I want to share, just coming to me, that I want to share one principle of success right here for your listeners.
Sure.
And that is, I was 28 years old at the time. I was a woman, which in those days, there weren't a lot of women prominent, at least in the seminar industry. I had no college degree except for a bachelor in the science of creative intelligence from Maharishi International University. I was driving a 10-year-old beat-up Chevy Bel Air that my aunt had left me when she died, and I was completely broke. And I was going to go out and teach people how to be successful and prosperous. But one thing is, I knew that an idea comes to you because it wants to be manifested by you. That's why we all have different ideas. And that's because God can't come down and start giving a seminar on his or her own. So God whispers into somebody's ear, start a success seminar company, open a gluten-free bakery, start a massage business, start manufacturing electric cars. Because, again, God can't put on his, outfit and go into a factory and start manufacturing cars. So each of us has these ideas whispered to us, but they are also whispered to us at the time in creation where they need to be manifested. So if you don't manifest it, then that idea is going to go to somebody else who will or who does. So I say you got first dibs, but it came at a time when it needs to be manifested on earth. And don't wait until you think you're ready, because you will never think you're ready, because we live in a relative universe, and there is never going to be a time where there aren't any loose ends. And if you wait for that time, you're going to be waiting until you go to the grave. So what you need to do is you need to take that idea and do what I did. I say, take a step from which there is no turning back. And what I did, even though I was broke, 28 years old, and drove a beat-up Chevy Bel Air, I rented a room at the Santa Monica Public Library, and I made some posters myself, put them up myself. Don't think you're ever too good to put up your own posters. And, you know, Deborah Poneman to teach how to say yes to success. And once I put up the posters, there was no turning back, and the rest is history. Within a few years, my seminars were being taught in 12 cities and 7 countries, and, you know, I could go on and on, but as you know, some of the most successful transformational leaders of our time were my students in the early 80s, and you just got to hear that whisper and take the steps.
I love that message that you're sharing. We've got so much more to talk about, but first of all, we're going to take a break. You're listening to Success and Empowerment Radio. When we come back, we're going to continue discovering and discussing this fascinating subject of recognizing abundance and expanding your wealth consciousness. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Join Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
We're back on Success and Empowerment Radio with Lisa Kay. My guest today is Deborah Poneman, who is talking with us about creating abundant success by flowing in the river of grace. I want to get back to the story that you were telling right before we went to break, Deborah, about when we get that whisper of inspiration that tells us to go start something, that's our unique mission and purpose. And I think one of the challenges that so many people deal with is when they get that inspiration, they want to go out and share it with all of their friends and family and people that they know, and they get a lot of negative feedback about, you know, you can't make money doing that, or that's not a real job, or things like that. But I think that's such a critical piece for people to listen to.
Yes, and one of the other things that I always teach is when you have that idea, it's a sacred gift. It's a gift from God.
Beautiful, yeah.
God of your understanding, higher power, whatever you want to call it. I'll just, for the sake of brevity, call that energy God. And what is sacred should be kept secret. Because when you start telling everybody what you're going to do, two things happen. One is you run into the discouragement committee, and those are the people who are going to tell you all of the reasons why your idea won't work, usually, you know, led by your mother or mother-in-law. Not always, just sometimes. Or your spouse. So you want to keep that sacred. It's kind of like when something is a seed, you don't want to, you want to put it safe and warm inside the ground until it could sprout and grow into a strong tree. Same thing with your idea. You don't want to expose it to people because they could crush it before it's grown strong enough to withstand the discouragement committee. The other thing is that when you tell everybody what you're going to do, we know that thoughts are things and words are the first energetic manifestation of what is going to be created. But when you go around telling everybody what you're going to do, it's already been created on some level of the universe, and then there is less power behind the energy to actually go out and manifest it. It's like steam in a kettle. You want to keep that steam in the kettle. If you keep leaving a little bit out, little bit out, little bit out, it's never going to build up. When you keep telling people what you're going to do, you never end up doing it because the energy is being used up in the telling. And I know that people who are listening now are thinking, oh my gosh, that's right, I've told 50 people about the book I'm going to write, and I haven't written it. I've been talking about it for 20 years. That's because you're using up the energy in the telling. There's this expression that goes, those who do don't talk. Those who don't do, oh, you know what I'm saying.
I know exactly what you're saying. those who do don't tell, and those who tell don't do, or something like that.
Thank you, darling. Yeah. I knew I needed you for that, but you get the picture, and that's how the saying goes, and it's very true.
Absolutely. You know, I've heard that you say we have the power to create a life we truly love, where we wake up filled with gratitude for simply being alive. In fact, everything we want is actually already here. It is vibrating around us, waiting for us to let it in. Radiant health, profound love, effortless prosperity, and deep inner peace are our birthright. Will you share with us the tools and techniques that thousands of people are using around the world, including some of today's most renowned transformational leaders who say the key to their success, prosperity, and happiness?
Well, let me tell you that, as I said earlier, when I started my company in the early 80s, I just have to name drop a little bit. But, for example, Marcy Shymoff, who is my dear, dear friend, who is actually the number one all-time best-selling nonfiction woman author in the world. She sold over 15 million Chicken Soup books and Happy for No Reason and Love for No Reason. Well, she was my secretary in the early 80s, and then she took my seminar, wanted to work for me. I kicked her out of the nest. And she absolutely says that the techniques that she learned in my seminar, Yes to Success, were the basis for all of the success that she's created. And the funny thing is that her favorite technique is really the simplest technique that I teach, and that is the cancel technique. And I know so many people teach it now, But again, when we go around making these statements of negativity about I'm never going to get out of debt, what happens is that it's like the computer, garbage in, garbage out. God is like this big computer. I'm never going to get out of debt. Okay, and thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be added unto you. It doesn't say in the Bible, thou shalt decree a thing. Hey, you don't know, it might be added unto you. Thou shalt decree a thing. So when you're saying, I'm never going to get out of debt, you are decreeing that, and you are in that vibration, and you are drawing to yourself the like vibration. So obviously, you're not going to get out of debt. Well, she loved my cancel technique, that when you say something like that, you say cancel and you replace it with a statement of positivity, something that you do want to happen. And the thing is, Lisa, you know, I know that you, so many of your other guests share really practical tools, how to set goals, how to make plans, how to put money away. And I, in the basic principles of entrepreneurship, and you know that I'm a big fan of like John DeMartini. I adore the man. I think Bill Walsh is absolutely brilliant. And I'm certainly not a person who says, oh, you know, flow with the river of grace and all abundance will shower down on you. I absolutely believe that everything is energy, and so do these guys. I mean, Bill says yep. you have to hang out with people who are your same high vibration or others are going to pull you down. One of John's most famous books is The Power of Gratitude and Love. So mm-hmm. the basic principle that we all teach is that everything is energy, and money and prosperity and all of your good, it's just forms of energy that are governed by the most basic scientific principles. And one is, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Basic principle of energy, basic principle of physics, basic principle of money. Okay? So what that means is that if you, whatever you want for yourself, you have to give it away. If you want more love in your life, what you have to do is move from the place of judgment, needing to be right, making someone else wrong. And a very simple technique, if you want more love, is to move from your head to your heart. Literally, physically, take your attention from your head to your heart. I promise you, if you're in an argument with somebody today, your child, your spouse, your parent, in the middle, move from your head, let the energy come from your heart, you will start laughing at how ridiculous it was that you were trying to be right. Because the head divides, the head judges, the head sees how you and I are different, the head sees where you're wrong and I'm right. The heart unifies, the heart loves, the heart sees no difference between you and me. So you give love if you want more love. Do you want more time? Everybody wants more time. Give your time to do God's work. Volunteer, become a big brother, big sister, help the tens, hundreds of millions of kids out there who need help with their homework, feed who don't have anybody else to help them, feed the homeless, work for an environmental organization, hold AIDS babies. God can't come down and hold the babies, so God does it through you. You give that time away, time will expand. You want more money? Give money away. It's a basic principle of physics. Just giving away as little as 10% of your income will open up such a flow of abundance that you won't know what to do with it. If you have been resisting giving that 10%, just try it. Try it for a couple months. You will be absolutely astounded how the floodgates of abundance will be open to you. And if you can't afford to give 10%, that's when you can't afford not to. That's when you have to surrender to this grace and say, okay, I surrender, I trust, and you will be astounded. And you give not with the consciousness that I'm doing this to get it back. Do it with the consciousness that this is a gift to God to say thank you for all the gifts in your life, including the gift of life. And give with no strings attached, no thought of return, not even like a name on, you know, a plaque or the name, your name in the program, because then that's your return, your name on the plaque or the name, your name in the program. You give, you can't expect that it will flow back to you 100-fold, but we give just to say thank you. for the gift of life. And you will be astounded at what flow happens beyond your imagination. Very simple principle. Anybody can do it. You want some more?
I love the way that you share the information and the content. We actually have to take another break, and then we'll get into more of that. I'm Lisa Kay, and you're listening to Success and Empowerment Radio. When we come back, we'll be speaking with Deborah Poneman more about accessing and living a life of abundance. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I'm all right. Nobody but about me.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Stieck Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit us at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Join Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I'm all right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight?
We're back on Success and Empowerment Radio with Lisa Kay. I'm here with founder and CEO of Yes to Success, Deborah Poneman. And I just want to talk about the examples that Deborah was giving before we took a break about how that the more that you give, regardless of what it is that you're giving, the more that you will give and get in return. And I watched a video clip of you, Deborah, telling a story about your son. And obviously he's got a gift of creating friendships. And when he was, you can probably tell the story better, but when he was getting ready to go to his eighth grade camp, all of the kids in his school, it seemed like, were his best friends, and he had specifically requested to be in the room with a young man who was autistic so that he would make sure that that boy was included in all of the activities as well. And I thought that was just a beautiful example of when you demonstrate friendship, everybody wants to be a friend with you.
Yes, and it is just what I was saying. It's whatever you want, you have to put it out there. It's a law of physics. And, of course, in every scripture, as you sow, so shall you reap. And what's so interesting, as long as you brought that up about my son Daniel, what's so interesting is that from a young age, he did that. He wasn't concerned with himself, but he was always looking out for the underdog and always making sure that all of the kids who would be left out were included. And what's so interesting is that everybody wants to be with Daniel and do for Daniel. When he was 16, there was a full-page article about Daniel in Sports Illustrated, and he doesn't even play a sport. What he did, he noticed when he was about 14, he started a business. He noticed that he had an eye for talent and in the basketball world, and he started a basketball site where college coaches could come on and read about high school players, and he would take videos of the players. But he didn't go take videos of the kids that were in exposure leagues, but he would go into the inner city in Chicago, and he would find kids that would be lost under the radar because they couldn't afford to be in the exposure leagues, or maybe their guardians didn't know how to, you know, fill out the applications to try to get them scholarships. And Daniel would take that, fill in that gap, and he's gotten school. By the time he was 16 or 17, he had already gotten scores of kids college scholarships for basketball, and these are kids, like I say, that would have been lost under the radar, and that's why they did a full-page article on him in Sports Illustrated and the New York Times and the Chicago Tribune and, you know, on and on and on.
Wow.
And he was on ABC and NBC and Fox News, and everybody wants a piece of Daniel, wants to be part of what Daniel's about because he just gives and gives and gives.
Wow, that's a beautiful story. You know, one of the things that you say is that sometimes the biggest gift might not be getting what you want. Explain that to us further, because I know this to be true, but a lot of people believe that they're being punished when they're not getting what they want, as opposed to that they're learning to strengthen themselves and have more clarity.
Yes, well, I'm going to give you two answers to that about the gift of not getting what you want. Mm-hmm. The first thing that I want to say is that, you know, we didn't really just come here to be happy. We mm-hmm. volunteered to come in at this time in creation where everything is moving so fast and our lessons are coming fast and furious. But when we came into this life, we came in with a contract that I am going to complete the lessons that I did not complete the last time. You know, you didn't come here to repeat the same mistakes, yet we find ourselves making the same mistakes over and over and over and over. And there's a word in Kabbalah, it's a Hebrew word called tikkun, T-I-K-K-U-N, and it means to correct or repair. And in Kabbalah, it teaches us that we came into this world with baggage from previous lifetimes, and those are the things that we came into this lifetime to repair. And you know what you came to repair, and if you don't know, I'll tell you. It's everything that is difficult for you in this lifetime. That's part of your tikkun. It's the people who annoy you. It's the people who show up that press your buttons. It's the inability to speak up for yourself, the fear that grips you when you can't speak up for yourself. It's that you keep getting yourself into debt. It's that you can't control your negative thoughts. It's that you create messes. Those are your tikkuns, and I have completely different ones. Anger, addiction. That's what you came here to correct. The problem is that when one of those situations confronts us, most of us run in the other direction. The truth is that we have to run towards those situations because correcting those is what we came here for. Those are our gifts. And on the other side of those situations that we face is our liberation. And when a challenge arises, be very clear, this is what you came here for, and you have every resource to create the perfect outcome, or you wouldn't have been given the challenge. And I love, there's a story also in Kabbalah where a man goes to heaven and says, and the guardian angel at the heaven's gate says, why do you deserve to be in heaven? And the man said, I have been a good person all my life. I've only been kind. I've only been loving. I've never ruffled anybody's feathers. I've only spoken kind, loving words. I've only, you know, I don't have one enemy. And the angel said, that will give you a first-class ticket to hell. And the explanation is that we are warriors, we are light workers. We came here to make this world a better place, and you better believe that there is going to be conflict. There's going to be obstacles. There are going to be obstacles. There are going to be people who disagree with us. We can't run in the other direction. We have to be brave. We have to speak up. We have to face our tikkuns. We can ask. We could pray, say, please, God, be with me at this time, and then just dive right in, knowing, again, on the other side is your enlightenment, is your liberation. So we're grateful when these obstacles show up, because that's what we came here for, not just to be happy. And I don't know if you want to comment on that. There's one other thing I wanted to say about the gift of obstacles. Do you want me to keep going?
Yeah, just keep going, because I was going to say, what I was going to say is I'm so glad to hear you validate that, because that's my same belief. And I've heard people say that, you know, when I talk about, you know, that I'm confronting my challenges or I'm confronting my insecurities, I have people say, you know, don't you believe that we're here to experience joy without challenge? And I'm like, that sounds a little bit fantasy land to me, because yes, I understand that we're here to experience joy, but we also are here to overcome challenges, because that's what makes us strong, and that's what helps us become who we are to the best that we can be.
Yes.
So yeah, I love your validation.
Yes, and you know, we're talking about, I know that your show is about prosperity and abundance, but abundance and prosperity, as of course all of us know, come in many, many forms, and we know that prosperity doesn't even exist in the pocketbook or the bank as much as it does in the mind, but the greatest wealth that we could gain is spiritual wealth. And if we knew that every time we confronted one of our tikkuns and we spoke up when we were afraid, or we confronted our boss when we thought that our boss was doing something that was out of integrity and hurting other people, or we asked for the raise even though we're shaking in our boots, every time we do something, if we are being given a spiritual $1 million. I mean, if you knew that you were given $1 million every time you faced one of your tikkuns, you would wake up in the morning thinking, bring them on! And the gain that we get is worth so much more than $1 million physical dollars. It's the $1 million spiritual dollars that we gain every time we face one of those obstacles. And the one other thing that I say is that when our bodies will tell us when it's time to work through a tikkun, and let's say, for example, you had plenty of money maybe 5-6 years ago, and then you were then you lost it in the markets and real estate, whatever it was. And let's say you're walking through the shopping mall and you see a pair of red shoes in the window of maybe you're walking through Nordstrom and you see a pair of red shoes that you wouldn't have thought twice about spending, you know, $200-$300 on the pair of red shoes. But now you cannot afford a pair of red shoes for $300. And you look at it and you feel this contraction. whenever you feel contraction in your heart, in your solar plexus, in your restriction in your throat, that is your body telling you that there is a lesson here for you in this lifetime. And what I recommend that you do is don't just, you know, think, oh, but, you know, I have a wonderful family. What you need to do is feel that pain. Pain is our greatest teacher. Breathe into it. Breathe into it. Don't push it away. Be authentic. Say, this is my truth right now. I am in pain because I want those red shoes and I can't have them. Breathe into it. Feel the pain. And then ask God, what is this pain trying to tell you? And maybe it's trying to tell you that you don't need those red shoes at all, that what you're doing by buying all those red shoes that you used to buy when you could afford them is you're covering up your pain that you had when you were a child when you never had a pair of new shoes, you only got hand-me-downs. And maybe it's trying to tell you that that instead of buying those shoes, that you should run home from that mall and just give your children or your partner or your doggy or your mom a big hug and say, I love you. Or maybe all of those things that you used to spend money on to cover up the pain, that you need to feel that now, and you should take that money that you would have spent on those shoes and give it to a homeless shelter or give it to people who cannot afford shoes at all, like earthquake victims in Haiti. And that's what the pain is, the greatest gift that we have. It is totally there.
I think it's such a valuable piece of wisdom that you're sharing. It reminds me of a book that I read just recently where a woman went on an Aborigine journey, and one of the lessons that they shared was that they don't keep anything as far as like a material possession. They feel the experience of what it feels to have it, and then they put it down or give it away because it's that feeling that we're looking for. So I think the example that you're giving is those red shoes give us a feeling that maybe we're addicted to or that we want to have. And so it's to search out another way that we can get that same feeling and get it from, you know, a loving partner, or get it from a hug or something like that, or get it from giving to somebody who needs something, you know, more than you do. So I think it's a very valuable lesson that you're sharing. We're going to take another break. This time is going by so quickly, but let's take another break and we'll be right back. Thanks.
Each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate With Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camino Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camino Island Coffee Roasters.
Join Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Transform your life.
Success and Empowerment Radio with Lisa Kay. I'm talking with the founder of Yes to Success, Deborah Poneman. And I just want to make sure that everybody has Deborah's website. Can you give us your website, Deborah, so that people can actually go there and access your programs and your content?
Yes, that would be great. It's www.yestosuccess.com. Y-E-S-T-O-success.com. And there you will find me.
Thank you. And we also have on Transformation Talk Radio on today's segment, Deborah has so generously offered us a special promotion. So if you want to get some of her Yes to Success seminars, you can get them as an MP3. And there's a special promotion code that you can just use my name, Lisa, and we've got that all listed on the Transformation Talk Radio at checkout, and it'll give you a $100 discount off of her MP3 programs. Yeah. I want to go back to the conversation that we were having, Deborah, before the break about that like I said, I believe overcoming some of your biggest challenges is the gateway to accessing and tapping into your, I call it your biggest source of wealth, whether it's your biggest potential or your gift or whatever it is that you have that's the most valuable, the purpose that you were put on this earth for, that's the way to access it. And I think about the story of the butterfly breaking out of the cocoon and how challenging it is to break out of that cocoon. But that's the test that you have to go through in order to become the butterfly. And I heard somebody telling this story just yesterday, and they said, you know, if you actually, when the caterpillar, the butterfly, is partially broken out, if you actually finish breaking that cocoon out, the butterfly will fall on the floor and die, and it won't learn how to fly, because the process of breaking out of the cocoon gives the butterfly the strength that it needs to fly.
That is gorgeous. I never heard that. So that's another reason why our challenges are our greatest gifts. Mm-hmm. Because if somebody does it for us, then it's like breaking that cocoon for the butterfly. That is so gorgeous. And, you know, the other thing is that a lot of people have this mindset that they somehow don't deserve to be living their life's purpose. And when I talk about life's purpose, I don't really believe that everybody has to be, you know, the next great American author or, you know, some millionaire, billionaire owning some, you know, huge business. Your life's purpose might just be to wake up every morning and give love. Your life's purpose might just be to do random acts of kindness. Don't think that any drop of kindness or love is ever wasted, because especially at this time in creation where the vibration is so high and things are moving so fast, that when you do an act of kindness, it not only, as you sow, so shall you reap, comes back to you multiplied, but it sends out a vibration to the entire world that uplifts the entire world. And likewise, when there's, you know, jealousy or harshness or cruelty, that vibration goes out and affects the whole world. So, you know, sometimes we feel helpless. Oh, I can't do anything to change the world. You are doing things to change the world at every single moment. You are so much more powerful than you can even imagine.
Well, even just the simplest things, I mean, holding the door for somebody who needs help going into a building, or smiling at somebody, or saying hi, or making a beautiful comment as somebody walks down the street and you can see that they're in deep thought about something, and, you know, just complimenting them on their hair or their blouse or whatever.
Right.
It's amazing to me how uplifting that is to people, and it just pulls them out of their, you know, their funk or their doldrum that they're in.
Yes, and, you know, and I'll tell you a quick story. Several years ago, actually probably about 10 years ago now, I went to India with my daughter. I spent a lot of time in India, and I wanted her to just have the experience, and we worked with rural women. And I was actually supposed to go with Marianne Williamson and her daughter, Emma, but something came up with her book tour. She couldn't go, so I just went with my daughter. And when I came back, I said to Marianne, I said, I was so amazed at how the poorest people in India seem to be the happiest. People who we visited a community that literally it was tents in a junkyard, and these people were so full of joy, and it just blew my mind. And Marianne said, I'll never forget it. It was one of her favorite quotes. She said, the reason people in these very poor countries are happy is because although they have nothing, if they have two bananas, they'll always give one away. And the reason the people in our country of abundance are often so miserable is because we have all the bananas we want, but we don't want to share. And if there is one little thing that we can do, like you say, random act of kindness, open the door, share what you have, because it's not yours anyway. It's God's. And God gave it to you for the sake of sharing. If you have the blessing of having a beautiful home, let people come and stay when they need a place to go. If you have a car, I remember my dear friend Janet Atwood, who was also one of my students in the early 80s and went on to write The Passion Test. She, a friend of ours, needed to go to the hospital in the middle of the night. She didn't hesitate to hop in the car and drive her there. Whatever gift that you have, it is going to multiply if you use it for the sake of sharing.
Thank you so much, Deborah. I know you're not going to believe this, but we're done. We're out of time. I can't believe how quickly it went by, but clearly you guys can hear what an enormous amount of valuable content Deborah Ponen has. So please check out her website, listen to her books, read her books, go to her workshops. I want to thank you so much, Deborah, for joining me today and sharing with our guests such amazing information. Thank you guys all for tuning into Success and Empowerment Radio. I had a fabulous time today. Join me next week, Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific on Success and Empowerment Radio. Have a great week and we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to a transformative hour of Success and Empowerment Radio with Lisa Kay. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio and take your personal and professional life to a new level by shattering obstacles and clearing the path for unparalleled success. Each week, Lisa Kay inspires individuals to understand their true magnificence and live the life of their dreams. This international business consultant, fantastic mother, and mentor is ready to assist you to step into your true power. To schedule your life-changing session with Lisa, call 206-228-6398 and find out more about her show at lisakconsulting.com.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Join Laura from Blue Heron Wisdom Radio for free webinar Wednesday, each week at 10 a.m. Pacific, and learn how to get unstuck. You'll also get tips on how to be happier that you can apply right now. With a new topic each week, you'll be living an inspired life in no time. Visit the events page at www.blueheronwisdom.com to register for this completely free webinar series.
Transformation Talk Radio.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.